Hello guys, welcome to another Morning English podcast, and I'm Sunny. Today I'm here joined by...
Jack! Hello everybody!
So what is our topic for today, Jack?
Our topic today is about water.
Water!
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 Water! Water. Definitely water.
So what if I want to read this like in British accent?
Water!
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 Yeah, that's how I say water back home. Water. Can I have a glass of water?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's do a quick quiz.
A quick quiz,
yeah,
for me.
Quick quiz for you.
Okay.
I'm going to give you some expressions,
uh-huh,
and you can see if you know what they mean.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, shoot.
Right. Warm water.
Warm water means 温水, like for...
热水。
热水, okay, 热水。
Hot water.
Hot water.
Mm.
Okay, since warm water means 热水, I think hot water means 很烫的水。
Yeah, it can mean that, and it can also mean something else.
What?
Mean bad situation.
Oh, bad situation.
Yeah,
you, 水深火热。
对, you are in hot water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 第三个, sparkling water.
Yeah, I know this one. Sparkling water.
Yeah.
I've had this back in Europe.
我不喜欢喝 sparkling water.
Yes, so do I. Sparkling water is...
有一点像水碧还有水,
知
道吗?
没有味道的水碧。
Yeah, but not very flavorsome.
这个 sparkling water 是在国外比较流行的苏打水。
Still water.
Still water.
对、
就是、Still water 就是 water that is not sparkling.
嗯，
就是普通水。普通的水。
对。Okay, next. Bubble water.
Bubble water. Like water with lots of bubbles.
Yeah, we'll leave it at that. Yeah, I think you answered it. You got it correct. Yeah.
So.
Okay. So bubble water is actually champagne.
But
sometimes people will just say bubbles.
Oh, bubbles.
Yeah, let's drink some.Bubbles. Let's drink some champagne.
所以这个 bubble water 就是香槟。
对。
Okay.
Okay, right. Next. This is a bit difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Toilet water.
Well, I'm not sure about this one. Toilet water, water in the toilet. I think it is tap water.
Close. Not a bad guess, but it's actually 香水。
香水。
对。So, 香水 can also be called eau de toilette. 就是发油。
Oh, 好高级哦
All the toilet
so, all the toilet
Which means toilet water But it actually means 香水不是厕所水
哦，所以这个 toilet water 就是香水的另外一种算是别名吧因为它在法语中叫 eau de toilet
嗯 eau de toilet
好难哦所以今天我们就要来讲讲关于香水的一些表达啦如果大家想要了解今天节目的详细笔记的话欢迎大家关注我们的微信公众号
早安英文
嗯，早安英文
早安英文
英语的英语文的文然后回复笔记两个字就可以看到今天的详细文字笔记啦
Okay, so since we're talking about 香水 Let's look
香水
香水、
嗯、
Let's look at some basic expressions、
嗯、
Okay, 第一个 perfumePerfume 这是香水、
mm-hmm.
香水
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 香水 对,
对还有 fragrance
fragrance F-R-A-G-R-A-N-C-E 这两个单词就是香水的最基本的表达 perfume 和 fragrance、嗯、那么其实我在国外逛那种商场的时候经常看到有专门的卖很多香水的店他们就叫做 fragrance shop
对 fragrance just means sell sell smell S-M-E-L-L 不是 S-E-L-L、
uh-huh.
所以、similar words would be scent or aroma
嗯，这两个 scent 和 aroma 更相当于这种气味很香气迷人的那种感觉
Okay, we have another word for 香水 This is 香水 for menFor 男生 so that's cologne, C-O-L-O-G-N-E.
Cologne.、
Mm.
But this is also a German city,
That's
right?
correct. Yeah, it's also a city in Germany. It's said exactly the same.
Cologne.
Cologne.
嗯，其实这个 cologne 它是表示专门男生用的那种香水，叫做古龙水，不知道大家有没有听过啊？那么其实它这个单词的拼写是和另外一个德国非常著名的城市科隆这座城市的，单词是一模一样的 ，C O L O G N E, Cologne.
Yeah, so Cologne. Okay, next we're going to take a look at fragrance notes.、
Mm-hmm.
This is how a perfume smells at different times.
Wow.
Yeah. So, notes are separated into three classes.
Top or head notes, middle or heart notes, and bass notes.其实现在我们就要来跟大家讲一讲香水的调。其实这个调就是说，随着时间的推移，香水在不同的时间段会散发出的不同的气味，它分为前中后调。
So top notes or head notes、mm-hmm. are perceived immediately. So the first thing that you、mm-hmm. smell, as soon as you apply the perfume, you smell that.And it usually lasts for around 5 minutes.
嗯哼，其实这个top notes 就是我们说的前调。And usually they form a person's initial impression of a perfume. So it is very important in the selling of the product, right?
Yeah, definitely.
其实这个前调就是你一涂上去之后立马产生的那个味道，通常它只持续五分钟，所以说当你一开始闻到这个味道的时候，你觉得很好闻，所以你会把它给买下来。它是一个人对一款香水的最开始的最初的印象，所以它非常的重要。
Okay, next we have the middle or heart notes、
mm-hmm.
These are the ones that kind of come around about after 20 minutes or so、mm-hmm. And they're the main part of the smell.
其实这个 middle notes 就是一款香水的 main body, 是一款香水的主体。 UsuallyIt is more mellow and rounded.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
非常的舒服。
No.
通常情况下呢，中调是比较的柔和细腻的，它是判断一款香水气味的主要标准。
And the last part of the smell is the bass notes.、
Mm-hmm.
So this is the kind of departure of the middle notes. The bass and middle notes together are the main theme of the perfume. So bass notes bring depth and solidity to a perfume.
其实这个 bass notes 就是我们常说的这个尾调，它和中调一起呢，是决定了一款香水的 main theme、一个香水的主要的气味主题、
yeah.
这个尾调会决定一款香水它能够留香多久。 And some bass notes can still be detectable in excess of 24 hours after application. 那么有的香水呢，就是因为这个尾调的留香时间特别长，甚至可能过了24个小时之后，你还可以闻到这个香水的味道。
So there are a lot of specific ways we can describe a smell. We could say it smells flowery.
Flowery.
对、
花香
好像 lavender or rose.
Lavender 是薰衣草。
还有 rose 什么意思？ Rosa
玫瑰。
玫瑰。We could also say it smells fruity, 好像水果。
这个非常的适合那种有很年轻的有活力的女孩子。It's very fresh.
Yeah, maybe it has a citrus or a ginger smell.
Citrus,
就是 lemon 的 juice, I think.
其实这个 citrus 它是表示柑橘类的，就是闻起来就很清新的那种。 And ginger 是
ginger, that's like a herb, isn't it? It's like a herb,
就跟那种薄荷气味很像的那种，反正也就是很清新了。
A strong smell, that's all you need to know.
好了。
We could also say maybe it's like fresh greens.
Fresh greens 是指青草香，也是比较清新的。
Or woody amber
Woody Amber、
yeah.
这个 Woody 大家都应该猜得出来， W-O-O-D-Y 它是表示木质的、木质的香，它是比较知性比较稳重的那种香气。
So there's lots of different ways that you can describe a smell specifically. Okay, right, that's all that we have for today on smells. We hope to smell you later. See you later.
Smell you later.
Yeah.
你好奇怪。
This is what Nelson says in Simpson.
Okay. Okay. Anyway, thank you guys for listening.
See you later, guys.
Yeah, I'm Sunny.
Wash Jack.
Bye bye.
Bye.